Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Right after the Brismila of Avraham Avinu, Torah tells us that his Maila Vachnos Orchim. Stellt sich der Scheile, Eisel Adinenu Avraham Avinu is an Odom Hagodl Banokim. He kept Kola Teira Kula, says the Gemara Afilo Erev Tashilu. Why Dafka does the Torah underscore his Maila in Achnos Orchim? Answers are Fragioi and Aron Eidus. Is Al Korchach, you have to say that Achnos Orchim of Avraham Avinu would not simply. He ran a kretschme, he ran a delicatessen, he gave Orchim Vishok, you know, whatever, food. It was an avoid ruchnis to be machnis people tachas kanfei hashchina. Therefore, and Araya says the Aron Eidus, v'rachatzu ragleichem, which is gimatria taryag, and the words ragleichem v'hishoanu tachas o'eitz is roshei tevis teira and soifi tevi mitzvahs. This was an avoid ruchni to bring people tachas kanfei hashchina. And therefore, of all the Maidlis and Midas Toivas of Ramavinu, we underline his Achnos Orchim. I've said many, many times, it's a classical Chuvas HaMashtam. And he quotes the famous Braisa of Rapinchas Ben Yoir. Zrizus, the heroes, all the Maidlis, Homosir Zisharm is based on this Braisa, which ends off the ultimate Madrega after Ruach HaKutush Shetarem, Ruach HaKodesh, you come to Tchias HaMesim. I shall the Shaila Tchias HaMesim is not Bechek. Only the Ebrish Rat Mafteach of Tchias HaMesim. Is the Charai, it says the Mashdam, what it means is of all the Mailis there are in the Braiser of Chus Ben Yoir, the greatest Mailis, Tchias HaMesim, Rishoyim, Bechayayim, Kriya Mesim, and Yimakar Verosha, Tachas Kanfi Ashchina, that's the Mailab of all Mailis, as the Sifrei says, that's the ultimate, Vahavtu as Hashem Alikecho, Shitei Shem Shemayim, is Ayav Al Yodecho, and as the Gemara famously says, if you malamit Torah leben amoretz, then even if the Ebrister is going to zigzera, you can mavatel it, as the pasuk says, "Nirmiyim v'im toitzi yonker mizaylal kafiti." You could rip up the gzeras of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, Avram Zachnos Orchim was partial, as the Gemara says, "Gedoyla legimur shem bekareves." It was an avoda ruchni. The fee, I understand the vort, I saw the Moritz Rebbe brings. You look at the Lashon of the Gemara, not like people quote it. But you actually take, or it says other places, but the actual Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuch of Zayin is, Avraham Avinu is involved with talking to the Ebrister. He tells him, wait, have Orchim. From here Chazal learn, Gidoyla Hachnos Orchim. What? No. Mehakbolos Priyashchim. So lechura, the lashon normally in aza situation, Chazal would say gedoy lachnos orchim yoyser mehakbalus pinashchin. But the actual, you look in the text of the Gemara, it says mehakbalus pinashchin. Says the Moshe Rebbe, it's a beautiful word. There is a gashmiistic achnos orchim. You invite someone over, you give a delectable cholent with a fine kugel and a wonderful piece of cake. It's gewaldigem achnos orchim and kleine cake. Aber when is the gedoyl achnos orchim more than any other gemilas chesed, more than anything else you could possibly do, is mehakbolus ben hashchina, when your achnos orchim is a chilek from mehakbolus ben hashchina. It's something ruchni. Lefi zeh, I understand why, two things. First of all, when do we learn about that? Das Orchim Ravino Davka after the Brismila. And Chazal say in the schus that he gave them, Yidin would have in the midbar the mon. What does one thing have to do with the other? Where's the midig neged mid? Because what is Brismila? It's an ois bif sarchem to mechaber gashmius and ruchnius, that the basar becomes holy. And what is mon? Mon be'etzem, as the Gemara says, yuma is lechem abirim. It's the macholim of malochim. And Klal Yisrael mezachich the chumrius through Torah, as we'll discuss, that they were able to eat the mon. If I understand something else, it says who oimed aleihem v'yechel they ate. So the Gemara, what do you mean, Malachim 8? So the Gemara says in Bab Metzia that the Oilam al Yishan Ha'adam and Aminig, Moshe Rabbeinu going up to heaven, and here the Malachim. So it appears the Pshat is they didn't really, truly eat. They marmat, they in order not to be.
Made believe.
They made believe they ate. Yeah? Toisus on the, I know all that. Toisus on the side brings from the Seder Liorabo. No, they Ochlu Mamish. And each way you learn, I'm a simple guy, very, very difficult. If you're going to say they just made believe they ate, so number one, this Mefarshim ask. So you have a, Avraham has a plate, there's three tongues, mustard, and whatever, right? Hello? Yeah? They made believe, you can make believe you eat, but where did the food go? It was Del of their magicians, they put, pull rabbi, okay, whatever. Where did the Gashmi, where did the food go? I don't know. Number two, Rashi says later, Aye sorry ishtecha, hine ba'oil, what do they care about the enemy's vibe? Right? So shagir l'kushul brach, because they bench and you have a, if they didn't eat, what kind of kushul brach is there? It's a brach l'matala. My dear, sweet, holy friend, you know how many answers you could say in that? Look in the first, thousands of answers. Now, first of all, there's machloikas in the Gemara, but chutz them, there are hundreds. You think Avram had no other, if shayel karestir, right? If suddenly the bread that he baked today, the challis, the bilkulach he baked for today, he didn't have from yesterday, from the morning, he baked fresh bread for them. Right, hello? He had, in the freezer, he had dozens of breads in case of emergency. People come from Malk. Hello? Yeah? So he couldn't give them the fresh, newly baked bread. He had bread. So what's the kashal bracha? You have kashal lulu, it's right? It's the bracha of Atol. Number three, everyone knows the medrash, that when Moshe Allah Lamore and the Malachim and Makatrig, Tzdoichal Shemayim. So the Abish Tzar Pono, the Klaister Pono of Moshe, Doimel Avram Avinu, is that not the fellow you ate by him? You have a chutzpah, right? Or according to some, you ate also a chalav by him? Hello? But if they never ate, they didn't do anything wrong. So what's the whole miracle of Tzar Klaister Pono? What's going on here? Elamai, you're going to say like Toysus, that they did eat. Right? Yes, so the mamish literally ate. So before, you ever seen angels eat? All the angels I meet don't eat. What do you mean they ate? Hello? So I sort of bought from this, the Devri Yisachar, the Strasnitzer Rebbe, I was zichet to know him. He lived in Borough Park, so you know him. This is a posher divorce, what's pshat? He says, there's a word from his elter fetter, Meir Primishlaner. Who says, to the Pasuk we read last week, Umalki Tzedek, listen to the Pasuk. Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholim, Hoitzi Lechem Vayayim, Vuhu Koyen Kelet. Right? Now, if you were writing the Pasuk, Hasfa Shalom Rachman, it's because you need an editor here. If you want to know who this Malki Tzedek fellow, so you would say, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholim, Koyen Kelelim, Hoitzi Lechem Vayayim. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholim, Hoitzi Lechem Vayayim, Vuhu Koyen Kelet. So Rabbi Primishlaner said a moedir digavort. When two tzaddikim meet, each one is moitzi from his friend, his bechina, his madrega. Mekablin dein midein. Asher alkein, Malki tzedek melech sholem, hoitzi et, arishke numen, from Avram Avinu, this new bakanta, this new tzaddik, lechem vayoyin. Suddenly there's an avoidus Hashem in lechem vayoyin, in essence. The who Avram Avinu meeting Malki Tzedek. Now he took out from him the Madrega of Koyen Eli. Each one takes the other bechin. Back in the Chavort, in the Panam Yofas and the Aflo in this week's parsha. Everyone knows the Gemara says in Chigiga in Doyim Harav LeMalach Hashem Tzvok is Yivaktu Teirim Yipivim La. Tells us that not many people see Malachim that they could judge their Rebbe in. So the famous word, I've said this countless times, Aflo says, a malach is called an oimit, a yid is called a mahalach. But if your rabbi is so busy being mahalach, he has no time to look after the needs of Tzayin Marisa, he's busy in his own spiritual growth. In Doima Harav, the Malach Hashem Tzvokis, that he's willing to be an Uymid, to sacrifice his own spiritual growth for the sake of his Talmidim, then you've actually turned me piv. You'll gain by being connected to him. Oibaze, what does the Pasuk say over here? Right? Yeah? The who? Avram Avinu. Uymid Aleim. He's Be'emes Mahalach. He goes Michael Choyl every day. Yem Liyem. Nor when he came in contact with the Malachim, he's Oymid Aleim, right? Vayoychelu, and the Malachim learned the Ikra Avodas Hashem, Dafka through Achilu. In other words, the kunz here is that Avram Avinu was such a dehuyben a person. He takes a dover gashmi, a dover chumri, a food item, and he makes something gashmi into something ruchni that a malach is able to eat it. The opposite of the man, you took lechem abirin, the meichel of macholim, the ziv hashchinah, the gashmi, and you made it into something tangible that Klal Yisrael could eat. Al derech it says in Sforim that's the bechin of Shabbos. Chal tzadiki by bechin of Shabbos by Rav Avinu that's Rosh Hashkina. Shabbos the whole week. Shabbos by Vorech Elikim is Yom Hashvi. B'Mevorchoi B'Mon. What's pshat? That on Shabbos even your kugel and your challah becomes something holy. Al derech Rashi says in Be'yat Taf Tezayin on Shabbos every year has an neshami yaseir. What is an neshami yaseir? Says Rashi Hakodesh the Loshen. The Shaman Yisair Hanitna B'Shabbos Kedei Lechol V'Lishtis B'Tichrei Chavalev Valkish. That is Pshat to the Shaman Yisair to have another Shtikel Kugel, another portion of Shalant. Notice the Reich of Halev that you're able to eat Gashmi and then it becomes Ruchnis. That's in the Shaman Yisair. The thing is that, by the way, before I begin this share, this is all Hakdama to what I want to say. I intend a Kedush slave. He asked the famous Kashi, the Chuyz, others asked us, if you're giving a Suda and you got Malachim, the Hoyben of people by you, they saw it's the Hoyben of people, whatever, whether he knew it's Malachim or not, with Chayes, Machlokes, Rishonim, right? If you're giving a proper Suda, so this mitzvah, it's, why don't they serve fish? Many asked us in many Jerusalem. Said the Barditchva, the whole purpose here is not to open a kreshm. The whole purpose here is to teach people Torah mitzvahs. And there are so many halachas which are shayach to flesh. You have to have shchita, and you have to have melicha, and you have to have to be menakirit, etc., etc. Fish to no halachas. So he preferred to serve flesh rather than fish. So everyone asked on this Kedushas Levi, if it's a zahilig esuda, so what did he feed them? Chema v'cholav ben abokar. It was meat and milk. Right? And if I care to swore him, say, I'm murdered, you give many swore him, because many. He says to them, the echo pas lechem, the sadu libchem, achar tavir. Right? I want to ask you, if you were writing the post, the echo pas lechem means I will take. He should have said, the etno lechem pas lechem, or kchul lechem pas lechem. What do you mean, the echo pas lechem, achar tavir? Based on this medrash, the Svarim say, because when the Malachim Makatagan Matan Torah, that his Avraham Avinu's kinderlach should not get Torah, so he said, oh, you ate Basar B'chalav by them. So he says, V'echa Paslechem. Paslechem, as we soon discuss, refers to Torah. How will Yidden get Torah? Because Achar Tavir, you're going to sin, Miloshan Aveir. You're going to eat Basar B'chalav. You eat Basar B'chalav, so I'm going to get to Lechem. I'm going to get Chulachmu B'lachmi. I'm going to get Torah, not you, Malach. Hello? I bazaylif to marry. So the fee says, if I can't, shvera. So what is it? What in the world does it mean? This is the holy exercise if he's giving them an Aveir to do. Now I've said many, many times, kind of one of the reasons we eat milchiks on shuas, milchiks on flesh. Everyone asked, what really did he do wrong? Chayk gave them chem of echol of milchiks, right? And afterwards fleishiks. Milchiks and afterwards fleishiks, you're allowed to. Nervous. I said this countless, everyone said this about the Bel Zedebe, the Rebbe Menashe of Lubavitch, 100 famous word, countless, a classical word. Remember, as a little child that was told this word. Because the Rikanti writes, what is the reason you're allowed to have milchiks, and right afterwards, after Kinu HaKapeh, whatever, you're allowed to have fleishiks, fakert nisht. Because milk is white. White is a symbol of chesed. Red, blood, is a symbol of gvura. And we paskin that tatoh gover. So first you have milchiks, chesed. And then you take the meat on top of the milk, goes into your stomach. We paskin tatoh gover. It's the bottom one which counts. But at first you had flesh, then you have milk. Yeah? So they did nothing wrong. But that's all geboit on the yisod that tatog of. Aber if the malachim taina tnoich al hashemayim is they paskin ilog over. You paskin ilog over. Oh, then you can't get the Torah. You did wrong by Avraham Avinu. So the whole chiddush is the whole chiddush here is what that tatog over that Torah is given dafka b'tachtoinim. That's the union of bris milah v'chulu. Oy bazoi, getting back to what we're talking about, the avoid of Avram, who Yoshev Pesach HaOil, says the Bendina Rav and Yechayin Pe'er, what's the Pesach HaOil? As it says in Dvorim Rabbo, that the Shar HaTshuvas, LaOilam, are never closed, and therefore Chazal had the Lashon, the Eibusha told Pesach Toiv Pesachta, LaOivrim V'Shovim. As Lashon Chazal, Rashi brings it with the Oivrim V'Shovim, says the Koshes, the Magen Avoyz, Yisrael, and many, many Svarim HaKdoshim. Through Avram Avinu, Zachnos Orchim, he was Makrishim Shemayim, Befikol Abriyus, Lamandaskol Amia Ores, that who are Beire, and who are Zon, Mefarnis, Mechalkul, Briyosov. And Durch them is Verabim, Heshiv, Meovim. And therefore, the Oivrim, the people who are Oivri Aveira, became Shavim Dichu. And I see a Nochavor, just Derech Agav, I'm reading it. Through this episode with the Malachim, comes Gival. Avram Avinu is Nisbasser with the Besura of Yitzchak, who will be the successor of Kal Yisrael, building Kal Yisrael, right? And he's Nisrape from his personal anguish and pain. And with this Koyach, then the Malachim go and turn over Sidoyim to get rid of the, which is Bechinas Orla of Eretz Yisrael. And they go and they're matzled in the neshama of Loitus Mashiach ben David in him, right? All of these Gevaldige Schar comes to the Sachnos. Say this for him, what's Peshat? The Gevaldige Be'er Sheva. Although the Gemara says in Kiddush and the Flamites that generally the principle is Schar Mitzvah by Alma Leko. If a person does tshuva, or who adin, a person is poiled at another person to do tshuva, what kind of tshuva? Tshuva mehava, the tshuva from Avinuz, from Oyavi, then there is char mitzvah b'hal. Explains why. Kol Arya also says this, the Berak Sassarov, what's pshat? Because what is the reason why char mitzvah b'hal malekah? The pashtus, we bring the famous, the ikrim, because every mitzvah is b'ligvul, velt is gvul. You can't fit in the schar mitzvah, which is b'ligvul, which is ein sof, in a velt, which is gvul. But what happens if a person does tshuva mehav? And the Gemara says in Yom Dapeva, what happens? The aveira gufa becomes a tzapek to a mitzvah. The aveira is gvul or b'ligvul? Gvul. It's a gvul to aveiras, right? Hello? The mitzvah, which is nishavah through the true mehavah, where this doin, this aveira became nishavah to a mitzvah, that's kvul. And for that true mehavah, this char mitzvah al Nochah says in other svarim, one of the reasons why schar mitzvah al malekha, because the Gemara says, betoyal rishonim, you lose your schar, you regret doing the mitzvah, you forfeit it. So therefore, who knows, whatever, and therefore, we keep it till the end. Or a person who does tshuva, or a person makes others do tshuva, oibazoi, he's a mezake esarabim, because he becomes a dugmach, the maltshuva himself becomes a dugmachaya to others, and the person makarivim is vaitera. Where we have a principle called a mezake esarabim, ein chet bal yodri. There's no proud that'll come to him, but chas v'shalom amadrega of toyal rishoinim, and therefore this char mitzvah bayal meik. Right? That's why a baltruva could destroy a gzardin even after. He's like a din of a rabbin. And a rabbin who daven even after his nechtam the gzardin could overturn it. And that's pratin. The Achbitzuah from Liskerov says, Vahoya ekev tishmunas mishpata ma'ela, Vahevcha, Vihirbecha, Vibrachacha, ala brachas, Aischar mitzvah amaleko. Vahoya ekev tishmun, he teaches is what? That a person does tshuva mehava. Ekev, at the end you do tshuva. At the end. Azazach, you could what? There's this char mitzvah b'helm. Oibazoi, I understand. That's what Pesach, Ben Yedovah says, that Ben Yechayim, Pesach toiv posachto lo'ivrim v'shovim. You opened up a gate of goodness, of bona chayim mezoina, by being mehapich the oivrim into shovim, for all of the world of the world. But that was the avoid, that was the purpose, the gdoil l'gim, shel kameras achoikim, avram zvinu sudu. The thieves, I understand something else. Tagim Yenison says, V'sadu livchem achar tavayru, that you're going to eat, and afterwards you're going to bench. Hello? Shtelzef the klotz kasha. Avram Avinu didn't keep the rabbonos. He was a reformed rabbi. He only kept the raisis. Hello? So what happened to the bracha rishayna? Hello? Bracha before eating? So Kedushas Levi says, and maybe the Kedushas Levi, before, when they came to Avram Avinu, they were goyim, they were shkotzim, they were pagans, right? They weren't shaykh to a bracha. After they ate by Avraham Avinu, and they were niskadis through the food, now they're shaykh to a bracha. Dafka afterwards. Lefizah, I understand self nachazach. It's gewaltig, it's very schlimm in Parshas Yisra. Mamish gewalt. He says, which literally means, afterwards you're going to what? Go away. So basically, is that the midah of the Avraham Avinu? Right? When Orchim comes, they eat your meal and get lost. Beat it. Scram. I need to, whatever. I need to have my nap. What do you mean, achar tavayu? It doesn't seem to be a... So he says, the Baal Shem Tov once said that anyone who comes to be shayif the Shabbos to eat from my shulchan, my food, you're eating sam hachayim, right? Which destroys all the taivis in a person, that even afterwards, when you leave Shabbos and you leave my tish, that will then transform who you are. And it says the remez is that vayita eishel beversova. What does eishel stand for? Nutrikun achil ustia levoya. Where does levoya come in the picture? It says it's very shleima. That after the achil ustia beveis Avram, that kedusha that you obtain through the achil ustia and beis Avram, it's malava the person even when he goes back to his home. And a raya David HaMelech says tarech lefonai shulchan neged soirai. With that, your promise, ach tuy v'chesed yudafunni kol yimechai. It's not just for that moment, the temporary zayrus. Okay. Just one more vort before I begin this year. When it says this vort from the Kodesh, the Mag of everybody, oivrim v'shovim, that Avram was machs to people to tshuva through whatever. It's interesting. There's a vort from these machmoishes. How bechlal could tshuva help for a person? We're talking about goyim here. I'm talking about Eden. The din is Melech Shemochel al Kvoidoi in Kvoidoi Mochel. Hello? Maybe by Yidin we have a Chidoa, but in Sasser, Yidin are called Befinas Bon. But Goy, how could Shuva possibly help? He's dealing with the Ovrim, the Shavim of Akum, of Nochrim. Hello? Answers the Yismach Moshe, generally in Shuva, right? When does the Gemara say Melech Shemochel al Kvoidoi in Kvoidoi Mochel? A person. You are now the king. Your father was a king. Your Zayda was a king. Your son will be a king, etc., etc. Asha Alkin, you don't really own the Benkel. You are sitting for your 20, 30, 40 years, whatever, on this Benkel. It's not yours. Asha Alkin, even though you personally don't want to be a Psa, whatever, right? But you can't be Mavater because it's not your covenant, it's the covenant of the Benkel, covenant of the Melucha. Masha Enkin, the Avishter, we say, Hamamlich Melochim. But he owns it, and there's no. He didn't inherit it from anybody. He's hoya hoya v'yiyah, right? So the A owned by the Abishur, this is not Shaykh. Right? Says the present Satnar of Amir Digavor, it's brought in Malachim Digavalachim, right? Yes? But here Rashi says, who Yoshe Pesach Oil, he wanted to stand up. The Abish said, you sit, and this is Atasim and Libanecho, and this be a Bezin, or the Kimnitzah of Atascale, Bayonim, sit in the Shechina and stand. Right? How could Avraham? David said, "Sit." Avraham Melech Shemachol Kvoidei Kvoidei Mochol. Right? Is the charaya that Avram now is mechadish in the halacha that Melech Shemachol Kvoidei doesn't apply to the Abish to Melech Malchem Lachem because Loi Hamaluchem. Oy bazoi. Single dacha pilpul. Oy bazoi. Then the Abish could accept tshuva from the Ovrim Veshovim because he could be Melech on his covid. So now it's a new Pesach bechlal that tshuva is acceptable. This whole idea that the Eberster will stand and you will sit is the charei that where is whose kiveya halacha here? When the malachim want to tell you, what can I share? Who's machriya in halacha? Not misifta drakia, not misifta tato, misifta ilo. The yidin down here, chazal, create the halacha, create the reality with the Eberster and his best and come down to see what we pass down here. Okay, so al kapanim nimso that the achilu shiya dachnas orchem Avraham Avinu is a gewaldige ruchnigestiger Indian which brought Torah to the people, and therefore, as we said Ramosan before, Asher Alkein, right? The food wasn't only simply food; it was something spiritual. Now I understand the pasuk, va'echa pas lechem. The two things here, which luchura are synonyms, pas is lechem, lechem is pas. So it says in Old Sforum, Lechem, what's the meaning Lechem and Pas? Lechem is Torah Shebiksav, and Pas is Torah Shebalpah. Never heard it before. Lech, the pasuk says luchul lachmu belachm. If you want to be Kabbalistic, you know, like Psat. So I look in the Tisker Magid in Mogen Avram. Meridik, he says, Lechem is 378, three times Shem Havaya, which represents the first three miluim of the Shem Havaya, which is Ab, Sab, and Ma, hello, which is connected Yud, Kei, Vav of the Ebrister's name. The higher levels. Pass, what's the Gematria Pass? 480. You're not going to be a genius to work it out, yeah? 480. Which is Gematria Talmud. Torah Shabbal Pet, I want to talk about today, this is a topic today. Learning Gemara, right? Pas is Gematria Talmud, right? And that's Torah Shabbal Peh. Those who daven Nusach Sfarad will know Peh. Pasuk Eliyahu is for Shabbos. Peh, Malchus is Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh Krinan Lo, right? Which is connected to which name of the Eibishter? Generally, the Gros says, and others say, everyone says, two names of Hashem. Havaya Adnai, right? Havaya is Torah Shabbiksav. Adnai Malchus, Adoin Elam Asher Molach, is Torah Shabbal Peh. You don't got to be a genius to work this out. If a Torah is the Torah, which is holier? Can I ask you a klutz kasha? If you say objectively, which is what they're human? Torah Shabbiksav or Torah Shabbal Peh? Torah Shabbiksav. Kishem, Havaya, Ekra, Havu, Goydel, Ikenu, that refers to Torah Shabbiksav. Okay? Torah Shabbal Peh is from Adnai. Chura Adnai is a much lower level. Right, interesting. Says the Gro, and the Kutei Agro. I'm ready to give words. How many svarim are there in the Chaf Dalas form of Torah Shebiksav? 24. How much is 24 plus the two luchas that the Ebrisher gave Moshe? 26. What's 26? Give off. Shem Avai. How many mesechtes, right, are there in the mesechtes of Shas? 65 straight, right? Kiminyan Shem Adnai. Okay. Yes? How many, Nachazach, it says in other svarim, what generation from Bria Sa'ilam was the Torah Shebiksav given? 26. Like in the Haidu Hashem, yeah, 26, yeah. Shem Havai. What generation was Rav Ashi, the Masadar of Talmud Bavli, from Avraham Avinu? 65, how did you know? No, you don't have to guess. You look in the Ramam, the Peter Nakdomer, to the Peter Shamishnayas. It says, Klar, Rav Ashi was generation 65, Kimilian Adnai. Hello? Do you realize Havaya and Adnai, one is the Ksiv and one is the Kri? So whenever you learn Talmud Bavli, and why is it called Bavli? Because it's Bol from Mikra Mishnah, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, right? So you mean Yachid, Havaya, and Adnai, which is 91. Says Rav Amshor, I'm already gavort, just by the way, Meseches is Gematria 520. Havaya Adnai is 91. How much is 520 and 91?
611.
What's 611?
Torah.
Which, by the way, 611 is Gematria Samach Mem Aleph Lamed plus Lamed Yud Lamed Yud Sof. The Samach Mem Unukve. Because the only way, as we'll soon discuss, I want to just pronounce here, to be Mahapich, the Samach Mem and the Katilei, and the Arachayim HaKadosh famously says in the Parashat Vayechi, the Nukve is higher, stronger than the whatever, is only through Torah. There's no other Eitz known to mankind to destroy the Eitz Hara other than Torah. Okay, hello, you with me? So we have here, yeah. We got, how many malachim are coming down to Avram here? Anyone tell me their names? Michal, Gavriel, Michal, and Rafal. Hello, Michal, to give a vaser, Gavriel, turn over Stoim, and Rafal, to mirap Avram. Hello. There is a classic, hello. There is a classic, say, from Rabbeinu Chaim, Achim Aral, many, many svorin. When a person learns Gemara, hello? You have Gemara stands for Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel. And therefore Gemara is a Shmira. Torah is Magnum Matzla. You open a block Gemara, it's a Shmira from anything else. Which, by the way, the Mendel of Shklov, the great Talmud of the Gra, writes, Mas Nisan and Gemara, which is 1204, is Gematria four times Eish, because there's four fires around you, Michal, Gavriel, Rafal, and Uriel, right? Which also, by the way, Guf, with a Mansapach Pei, plus Nisham, is also big Gematria 1204. Which is, you remember the four Golias in Merumas and Bereshis? Toyu, Soyu, Vavoyu, the Choshech, Alpedei Tohim, Toyu, Voyu, Chodesh Yotoyim is Gematria 1203. How are you Mahapich? How are you Ayid saved from Golus? Only through Gemara, only through learning. Right? Okay, I have no time to elaborate. I'll read you Shailos and Truvis Harivosh, Simon Memhei, who quotes a Truva of Rabbeinu Hagon. Listen to this lashon. Tikun haguf umishra hagas ha'odom hu esek hamishnah v'talmud. Right? The only way to become a mensch is learning. V'leitimtzu yirashamayim v'yirashchet uzrizus v'anova v'tahara v'kedusha ela b'misaskim b'mishnah v'talmud. Only those who are in Shas are able to come to these madrigas. The Shefachayim, the Chlozmer Gerebis, Chuzir Yangelena said he heard from his father, heard from his great uncle, Rabbi Avigdor of Dukla, who was a shogar of the Divrei Chaim. He said, I fasted, there was times I fasted from Shabbos to Shabbos, and I provided goals, and I changed my clothes only once every half a year, and I slept on the floor, right, and I broke the ice, and I was toivel, right, and I made Gilgul Sheleg, and he hit himself with some kind of brushes, like made of reeds, which are very, you know, whatever. And I tell you, he told his father, a bachrul then probably, the only way to get rid of this bachrul, referring to Yitzhara, is through a Gemara Rashi Taisu. Because only that is mezachich. The Sachber Belzer said, the Sassem said the same thing, the Yitzhara could deal with the Shechivah Salavavus also. But he can't deal with the Blat Gemara. Right? It's Mekubal from the Melech Vajens. Two Blat of Gemara with Rosh is equal to a Tainus. And that's how you get a seichel yosher. Side of it, it gets rid of the gemara milashin goymer, like a coal which burns out the evil and warms up a person. Is kedusha in a person, right? The only way a person gets seichel hayosher to think like a normal person is through gemara. There was a yid I knew, well, Rashol, the name of the Rafayim Wolf, a big chosen, and he was in charge of all the mankal of all the moises in the Chabad Neretz Yisroel. And he asked the Rebbe, those days in the Chofen, there was no kesher like today where there's immediate communication. He said, I have to make important, critical decisions, and not always could I get hold of the Rebbe. It's impossible. Just physical time, whatever. What do I do? How do I make a decision? The Rebbe said, every day after you daven, spend an hour learning Gemara. And I knew that he'd quickly after the world could fall in, the biggest crisis emergency, he would, nothing in the world, he learned his Blat Gemara afterwards. There's no other way of attaining Seichel HaYosher. Gerade there's a vort, which the Leil Rebbe, Moshe Mordechai, he always a mechav of it. It's a vort brought in the Erla Shamayim from Rameir of Abt, in the beginning of Parashas Nisovim. 2 weeks ago, remember we had a pasuk, but Nimrod, in the parashat Noach. Utehi reishis malchusay bovel. What? The only way that a person can mekabel malchus shemayim, or as far as other svarim say, the only way a person can be melech ibrzich, right, is only through bovel, through bavli. Right? He said, every musar, I'll get in fight with a midah. Gemara is onashir on a midah. Because that's the ultimate avos Hashem, etc., etc. So the gevaldige hakdomah, the shalom shuvas hamarshag, moiri digavot. He says there's two types of fires you could make. So moiri digavot. Two types of fires you could make. You could take wood, stick a holes, and you make a bonfire, or you could take cash. Which is going to burn bigger? No. Is it longer or bigger? If you take straw, the straw will make a bigger rash and a bigger fire. The wood takes a long time for the wood to catch on fire, right? He says you could learn Musar, you could learn Chassidus, you could learn Kabbalah, you could learn everything in the world, right? And you'll have a Geraldig Slavus and you'll daven that day, mamish, whatever. It won't last. Like a heroin addict, every day another injection, another high, right? If you learn Gemara, it's slower. It's Eitzim till it catches on. But eventually, that's long-lasting, and that's more whatever. And what I'm saying now, you think about it, there's no one in the world who believed more in spreading Pnimiyas HaTorah and Bimeifet and the Alter Rebbe. The Maimer in Likutei HaTorah explains, even though the importance, well, it explains why you have to learn Soidus HaTorah, you have to have Das Hashem, right? But the Iker Esek of a person, Alter Rebbe explains, Alpi Chassidus, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Pnimiyas, the Iker Kabbalah has to be in Gemara Pirush Toisus, for the same reason. Because the Oimek of his askus of Haravanya in Torah is only through Gemara Rashi Taisus. The Haravim and Asuga, the Iyun, the Amelus Shabbatayra, and only that is able to change. There's a famous story. The Avni Nezer was a Gana Goinim in all Pardes HaTayra. He was once ill. Doctors forbade him to learn, but he couldn't learn the Iyun. So his Shver, the Holy Kotzker, came to him. He said, what do you do today? What's he going to do? Read a novel? What is he going to do? I was reading a Musa Sefer called Bechinas Oilam for Bidid Apnini. You know, wisdom and Bidid Apnini. Smart fellow. So the Kotzker said, Azaz Sefer, you know, what does he do? He's marvelous Oilam. The whole thing is Havala Volim, Veld, Gashmi. It makes Ashim Bolt from Gashmis. The end of the day, said the Kotzker, your Seichel knew before you started reading the Sefer that the Welt is Havelavol. Right? The Seichel knows, the Neshama knows, upper, as I always say, Guf is Rosh Teva, is Guful Fresn, Guful Pavit, upper Guf is Fort. You can learn whatever. The only way to change the Chumrius, the Mezachet, the Chumrius of the Gashmi of a person is through a Blach Timur. Now, when I first saw this Vort of the Erhameir, right? From Rameir Rabat, that he racious Mamlachtoi is Bovel. I thought to myself, if I was like chassidically challenged, and I was a person who's misleutzitz from Divrei Tzaddikim, what kind of rai is that? It's like one of these typical chassidish verit that everyone thinks, you know, they take something totally out of context, hello? And they fadrei a nice vort to say on a Shabbos table, tell your wife, you know? Really, what does it mean? Who are we talking about over there in context? Nimri! Daraflog! What in the world is that? Oh, but I did have a chance to say last week when we dealt with the Daraflog, you remember anyone? The part that I wasn't able to say, a gvuris arye, samiri de gvurt. Amrafel was the melech of Shinar. What is Shinar? Scramble the letters, you get the word Sharnun. Just like in Kiddusha, lahav, there's nun shari bino, right? Al derech zel zelu umazeh, there's nun sharim in tumah, which rather in this generation fell into the nun shari tumah, as the Maral famous is. Right? Yes, you with me? Shinar is gematria, the same letters as Sharnun. Hello? Which is gematria 620, which is gematria Keser. You know, very often in the Gemara, Bespeden, Medkot, in various places, Suvis, the Gemara calls Bovel Sheshach. Yeah? Why is Bovel called Sheshach? Atpash. Okay, you know that, yeah? Guys, you can take any word in Chumash and make it Atpash. You know, we're going to play a whole game here, we're going poetic. Says the Gemara's Arya, because what is the gematria of Sheshach? 620. Hello? Remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yilches, we said last week? Asher Yishalei Halach Patsas, Ar Roshoyim, said the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Ze Avram Avinu, Shalei Halach Atzas, Achar Atzas, Dor Aflam. How did Chazal say that know that the Roshoyim, that David Melech is referring to, is Dor Aflam? Maybe it's Dor Mabul, Chvezer, which is felt Roshoyim in Tanakh, every page on the Rosh. Hello? Because what is the gematria of Roshoyim? Also 620, which is also the gematria of Shinar, which is also the gematria of Sharnun. So therefore Chazal knew, because Dor HaFlog is the Sharnun of Tumah. So what happened in Bovel? In Bovel, Lashon Blula, right? It became mixed in the Nun Shari Tumah together with the Nun Shari Bina. And therefore Chazal Dafke made Talmud Bavli in Bovel. You're not going to be a genius to work that out. Why? Because they took out Dafke b'machshakem eshivani zu Talmud shel Bovel. B'machshela, so the Gemara says, Dafke in Talmud Bovel. Which is higher, Yushalmi or Bavli? Huh? That's what you say. I'm telling you, Yushalmi is Avir Deretz Yisrael Machkim. All the miles of Zava Eretz Yitayva, not a mile of something in Eretz Yisrael. So I'll get fine. It's like Torah Shabbat Ksav is greater than Torah Shabbat. Well, you know, talk about in, you know, Yushalmi is Tochazi, Bavli is Toshma, which is greater. See, yeah, hello. But the end of the day, that when you're looking at the Chefta, yeah, we look at the Gavra, who is you, are you, in Yushalmi, everything is straight. Everything is, you know, no great machliks, no minus, no steers, no 20 pages working on a sugi, and at the end, you know, you can learn a whole masechta nida, right? You kill yourself. At the end, one line, bingo, all the 23rd daffin that I killed myself on, down the drain. That's the way, you know what the end of the siyum of masechta nida is? So this is what I want to talk about today. Oh, so the, remember this is a machlokes. I haven't started this year. Remember this is a machlokes between Sora and Avram. Who said what? I don't know. It's different gersoys. One said kemach. One said soyos. Yeah, mikan. What in the world is going on here? If you learn like Girsus Rashi, Gemara Didan, Avram said soilus, fine sifted flour, and Sarah said what? Kemach. So she's in El Tzor B'Shalor, yeah? And do you remember Eishes Chayil, you ever say it in your house on Friday night, yeah? And Kappa Porcelain, only the godless Ifielich, and Tzor was greater than Adler. What happened? Oh, she was, I know, Tzor B'Orchim. Says it's Gevaldig Drosha. I once mentioned this before. Gevaldig Famishbal. Soilus is, it's Menukia, Yud Gimel, Nafa, Vekavra, pure. Kemach is a mixture. There's subin, there's rubbish, there's whatever. Much more difficult. The shaila is, let's say a baltruva comes down the street. What should I give? Give him Rabbi Shmerel, art scroll, whatever, halachas or whatever. Why kill yourself? Learn the Masechta with the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Yisrael Farshim. Take your art scroll, Rabbi Shmerel, right? Or Google it better if you're really a sheikh, right? And you have the halacha. What's the harav in the Torah? That's a bechina from Silas. Over, sorry, how are you going to create people? You may know the halacha al asar, perhaps. You won't even know that, but whatever. Or if you only learn halacha psukah, right? What's going to be with you, with your character, without a melus, but there is a garnish? I sometimes speak to Balabatim, Rabbi, cut out the whatever. Bottom line, yes or no, kosher today, tell me to. If you don't understand, if you don't have the horavanji in Torah, then what's with you? That's why the Torah, Mesura L'Avisein, was given by Derech HaPilpul, and through difficulties, right? And there's Machshake Meshivano, and this. So how do you, bottom line, where do you come to Emnes L'Mitosoi? How do you pass it? Not like the Yerushalmi, not like the Mishnah, Tanaim of Ali Olam, not like Torah Shebek Sav Zichr, right? You pass in Dafka to the Horavanya of Bavli. Right? That's why, by the way, you see, every kash, one of my mashpimis say, yeder kash is a klipa. Why there are kashes in the world is because there's klipa, there's darkness in the world, there's adin in the world. The Bnei Yisoscha writes, Agad the Pirach, you see when Tam Chacham has a shaili horving and he can't make sense and he's really horving, he grabs his beard. Why did he grab his beard? Because the beard is Yud Gimel Tikunei Dukna, Yud Gimel Zerachman, and that overcomes the darkness of the kasha. So that's connected to the teretz. Right? And that was the machlikas of Ram and Sora. And this goes through a whole bunch of machlikas and it's connected to Moshe Rabbeinu with the Meimeriva. He wanted to go dafka through difficulties. That's Shviras Haluchas. This through dafka, the darkness and the Haravanya, when things are not straight. A famous saying in English in America, famous saying, there are no shortcuts to any place in life worth going. Without Haravanya, Sigeitzach. But I always tell my children, the only place in English, I say in the sermons of Holy Law, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Everything else in life needs horavan. And that's the maila of Bavli. That's why Gemara is Rosh Tevis. But I can tell you, by the way, you only got three angels here. Hello? Where's the Uriel? Uriel is Gimachi Avram. So you have, hello? But normally you have what? You have, when you learn Gemara, you have the Shmira of Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel. You take their names, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel, Gematria 906, which is Gematria Shikutsis, which is Rosh Tevis, Shavaseinu, Kabel, Ushmat, Sakiseinu, Deetalumis. When you heard of in Gemara, you get to the Ebershah, Makabel, Tfilis, Slayson, Uzun, the Chobay, Zisrael, which is Gematria Rishus. Everyone knows the word of the Shalom Belzer. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Virapa Yirape Mikan Chinitain what? Next word, Rishus Lurifilirap. It says Arizal. All Rafua comes through the name of the Abishter Rishus, because Torah is Magnum Matzla, and therefore when you go to sleep at night, which the Gemara says in Brachas, Tamidachamim don't have to say Kriyash Malmita. Because they're automatically thinking of Torah. And Torah, as the Gemara says, is Magnum Matzla. And when we ordinary people, or not, whatever, we say, and we mention these four Malachim, why do we mention, and the mocker of this is, where? Pick it up, Elazar. Because he wanted Me'ir, the Schus of Liman HaTorah, through Haravandi in Torah, you can get Refuahs, and you can get Brachas, and all the Yeshuas, and the Schus of Torah, all the Brachas that come to Avraham Avinu, including ultimately saving Loi, saving Mashiach ben David, is all found in the Schus of Haravandi in Torah. Okay.